Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
Grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard to discover the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
As always, please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching, and go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we will not be doing that for you. Take it away, guys.
I don't know what he means. Derek?
This is episode 35, Keeping the Dream Alive. Is that the name of the episode?
35.
Keeping the Dream Alive?
Yes. I'm sorry. 35. I Staying Alive. Is that it?
Sounds good. Are we...
Wait, what was it? What did we talk about it being?
I think we're just talking about Fast Passes.
Oh,
hey, Hollywood,
right.
Studios.
Oh, yeah. Episode 35. Your Fast Pass selections at Hollywood Studios
are alive.
Yes. This is a milestone, gentlemen.
35. I mean,
I could eat 35 pounds of cabbage right now.
Oh, but followed by some diesel.
Could you drink 5 gallons of diesel, though?
I think you're just asking. That's not going to end well.
Cabbage and diesel never mix well.
No. Nor does diesel when ingested.
35. Wow.
Quit it with the Taylor Swift stuff, Craig.
I did not say the first word about Taylor Swift.
You tried to sing it.
No.
Taylor Swift
didn't
sing it. 35.
I was saying 35.
Taylor Swift has run her course on this.
But did you hear Derek's laugh?
Welcome to episode 77.
All I gotta do is
isn't that a Taylor Swift song?
And Derek will laugh.
That's true.
See, look at him. 35 is a milestone. I mean, it really is.
It's a big deal.
I mean, before you know it, we'll be at 50.
We need to have a big deal.
Before you know it, we'll be at 36.
Hey,
it'll
be like this.
Hey, and you know what? The Rock still has not responded.
Well, I was going to check in for Rock Watch 2018. Craig, check that inbox.
All right, I'm going to check real quick on Instagram. I'm clicking on Grim Grinning Guys as we speak.
Did The Rock reply to
and
our offer?
There are no responses from The Rock.
I tell you what, I think he's afraid. We put ourselves out there.
We
offered him a large sum of money.
We did?
To come on the show.
I still think that he's probably still checking with his agent. He's got a full schedule, guys. I mean, you can't expect him just to automatically.
True. You know, maybe it'll probably be in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Tooth Fairy 2.
That's what I'm about to say. He's working on that right now.
That's probably it. Today we continue on the carousel of process as we continue to work our way through the parks to help you pick out the best Fast Pass selections. We've covered Magic Kingdom, we have covered Epcot, and we are now going to Blizzard Beach. So,
there's no Fast Passes. First of all, at Blizzard Beach.
Oh,
and secondly, I think we're going to Hollywood Studios.
You all lied to get me here. You said we were recording about pools.
No, we said we were recording with a fool.
Oh,
yeah.
That's it. Sorry, Derek. I hate that he said that about you. We are in Hollywood Studios today, and Craig, why don't you tell us about the tiered system?
It would be the different levels of Fast Passes that you can choose from at a specific park, this one being Hollywood Studios.
Yes, and just like Epcot, you get to pick one from Tier 1,
mm-hmm.
two from Tier 2, or as Craig has written them on this paper, Tier A or Tier B.
Correct. Tier A or Tier B or not Tier B? That is the question.
Boy, this is good stuff right here. High quality podcast content. Craig, what would be our choices for Tier 1 at Hollywood Studios?
Tier 1 would be the famous and the infamous and the favorite Toy Story.
Midway Mania.
Rock and Roller Coaster. Fantasmic. And Beauty and the Beast. A live musical.
Live on stage.
Yes.
That is a top tier. That's a tier one.
That is tier one. Wow. Tier two would be Tower of Terror, Star Tours, Frozen Sing Along.
Yes.
Muppet Vision 3D, Indiana Jones, Disney Junior, and Little Mermaid.
tell you what, guys, out of all the ones, especially when you have little kids, this is the roughest. These are the roughest fast passes to pick, in my opinion.
Just because you know they're not worth it.
By saying that, Matthew, by saying that, Matthew, you have teenagers this time. I have no children.
Yes. Well, I was going to see if Derek had an idea for how we could maybe determine what these fast passes were.
Oh, you're going to ask my idea this time?
Yeah. It's been a few episodes.
Can I keep it up? Do you want me to keep it upbeat? Or?
I think, you know, just go probably, where.
Let's don't use the word beat when we're asking you.
Yes. Let's just go where your heart takes you.
Okay. Well, I think what we'll do is go to each park and vote on who has the most beautiful flowers.
Okay.
And whoever has the most beautiful flowers.
Epcot probably has will the be, leg up on that.
Has nothing to do with Hollywood Studios fast passes.
All right, Derek.
So what were you saying about flowers?
What was the question?
We're trying to figure out how to rank these things in the side. Did you black out?
I was still. I must have been asleep from Thursday's episode.
Oh, okay.
Is what it was.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad we finally woke up to record this
one. Yes.
But
have you booked your trip yet to Epcot just so you can try out the sleeping?
I have not. I am looking right now. That's why that was.
All right. So what do you think, Derek? How are we going to decide?
I think the tattoo artist is back.
Oh, no.
At Disney?
Yeah.
Here we go.
And they're going to have a running of the characters.
Oh, okay.
Through the streets, Hollywood Boulevard, Sunset Boulevard. Each person, the person that survives the running of the characters, will be crowned king of the fast passes.
So I have so many questions.
Where's the tattoo artist?
What is the tattoo artist doing?
They have to tattoo the name of the attraction onto the person.
I think we can probably come up with something better, Matthew.
I have no idea what that is. So maybe, Craig, what we should do is just give each of us a certain family demographic like we've been doing. And then, what do we get from being king of the fast passes? What's the prize?
Well, you're alive.
The running of.
I don't want to do what he said.
I don't even know what he said. I'm still processing that.
What if we just go around the table like we have in the past, and this time, Matthew, you have teenagers.
Uh huh.
I won't have any children, and Derek will have small children.
Sounds good. Is that okay, Derek?
Yeah, sounds better than my idea. It does.
Or we can pick which park has the best flowers.
I like that too. Pretty flowers.
I'll start us off today. I have been given teenage children.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going to Hollywood Studios, my tier one fast pass, no doubt, is Rockin' Roller Coaster because all my kids are going to be tall enough to ride that.
And rowdy.
And they're going to be rowdy. I'm going to be rowdy because I don't get to ride Rock and Roller Coaster as much as I used to, especially with the wife. We always have to do rider swap or something like that. So I'm picking Rock and Roller Coaster out of Tier 1 because it is a thrill. The opening, I mean, it's worth waiting at least a half hour just for the first 5 seconds of Rock and Roller Coaster. I love Rock and Roller Coaster. Out of Tier 2, obviously Tower of Terror. It's one of my top three rides in all of Walt Disney World and has an awesome queue. And that is the downside about fast passing. It is you miss some elements of the queue, but not most of the important elements you're still getting with the library and whatnot in the boiler room. But Tower Terror, got to do that. And then Star Tours. I'm going all rides. Now, we should have prefaced this by saying that this advice may be obsolete here in a few months once, I think Toy Story Land is opening June 30th this summer.
Yep.
And so once Slinky Dog Dash and the Alien Flying Saucers, we don't know the fast pass situation for those yet, but once those open, some of this could change based on your party and your family demographic. But even then, I don't know if mine's going to change from what I'm picking. I think for my group, I'm still going to pick these three rides, Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower Terror, and Star Tours, just because I think it's something geared toward teenage kids, whereas the new Toy Story Land rides may not be. But the great thing about Star Tours, too, is it's always a different experience, a different combination of rides, and it's just really well done. I always say, you know, Hollywood Studios doesn't have a lot of rides, but the rides that it does have are phenomenal rides, I think, top to bottom. So those are my three. I don't see any reason to look anywhere else. So with that, we'll move over to Craig. Craig, you don't have any children. What are you going to pick?
If I was sitting here picking now, I don't have any children, so here's my choices in that scenario. I got to think about this in between episodes from our Epcot episode. There's probably going to be some rope dropping in here done, too. So, I mean, honestly, I would probably choose Toy Story as Adults Without Children and then Rope Drop Rock and Roller Coaster.
Really? So your Fast Pass would be for Toy Story Mania?
Yes. Yes. And so I would do that with my Fast Pass and Rock and Roller Coaster. I would go there as soon as Rope Drop. And then I would add Tower of Terror and Star Tours would be my tier two.
That's a good point because if you rope drop a Rock and Roller Coaster, you're probably going to wait less than if you'd rope drop Toy Story just because so many more people are going to Toy Story. But I think even with a Fast Pass at Rock and Roller Coaster, you're probably going to wait. You still have to wait a fair amount.
Right.
So any reason for anything else you want to say about those rides?
I think for if you don't have children, you're probably not. I mean, Fantasmic and Beauty and the Beast. Fantasmic, you can probably sit just about anywhere once you won't have that reserve section, but you've got a lot of good choices with just two of you, since you don't have your children, just y'all two. And then the rest of the tier twos, there's really nothing there that you're going to, as just a couple going, that you're going to jump out and want to go do that you can't just walk up to and do. Because I was going to say, too, how much it's changed without the Great Movie Ride, without the Backlot Tour, without Lights, Motor, Action, how that played a big role in your choices, too. So, and I think, like you said a minute ago, it's all going to expand and be totally different within the next few years, for sure.
Derek, what about you, party with the little children?
I'm going to be disappointed. I don't think I'm going to ride a thing at Hollywood Studios.
What? Not a single ride?
No, I will. One ride. I will. Toy Story. And that's going to be my tier one.
That's literally, as of now, the only ride that kids under 40 inches tall can run.
It is. So that's going to be my tier one. My tier two is going to be, I guess I'll go Muppets and Little Mermaid.
Because you're not a Disney Junior fan.
Or Disney Junior. I mean, it would depend on the children, like I said. But those three shows, I'd divide the two Fast Passes up between those two shows just to use them. But
yeah. You don't really need them.
No.
I mean, I think the hardest one to get into, I think, is Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Now, Frozen sing-along, it often fills to capacity. But
it's such a long show. If all children are like my son right now, there's no way we could sit through a 20-minute show.
Right. So, well, it's closer to half an hour, Frozen, I think.
And so I've got to keep them concise. Muppets is... I could keep him entertained while we're waiting, and I think the characters, just because they're so dramatically dressed and all, but it is a 3D show, too, so I don't know about keeping the glasses on him.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing with a lot of these shows is I've used Fast Passes at some of these before. It doesn't really save you much time.
It doesn't.
Because so many people, and I think people forget the point of the Fast Pass is, you've got people showing up a half an hour to 45 minutes early. I saw people going into Festival of Lion King with a Fast Pass 45 minutes early before the show started. And so even if it can get you better seats, but even if you want to get better seats, you have to show up super early. And that's not why I want to use a Fast Pass. I want to use a Fast Pass to save time. So, with Frozen, we used a Fast Pass there one time. Well, guess what? They already let all the standby guests in too, and all the good seats were gone. So, that's what frustrates me, something that Disney does, is, okay, if you're going to give all these shows Fast Passes, you need to have a reserve section for them that no matter what time you show up, you can go sit in that section as opposed to getting the worst seats as opposed to people that didn't have a Fast Pass.
I would agree with that, Matthew, that it should be like Fantasmic and Rivers of Light, that they have specific seating areas. I could go for that. But I think Hollywood Studios is kind of a waste with kids.
Right now.
It's just, until Toy Story Land opens, you've got a 38-inch restriction on Slinky Dog and a 30, I think it's 32 on the Saucer ride. So.
And Star Wars ain't going to be any better.
Oh, no.
I mean, the little kids are just going to be.
And that's what's kind of odd about the Toy Story Land is I feel like it was designed to give those little kids more to do. But still, again, if you're below 32 inches, I think there's no other rides that are available to you. And you got to be at least 38 inches to to enjoy the Slinky Dog Dash. So it's not, it kind of confuses me why they didn't add more kid-friendly rides there.
Yeah, that still keeps it at one that doesn't have any restriction to it whatsoever.
While we're talking about Toy Story Land, let's speculate a little bit. What do you think both of those rides will offer Fast Pass? Do you think they'll, what tier do you think they'll be in? I'm curious to see what they say about that.
I'd say one of them would be tier one just to spread out your tier one some more.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that would be the whole purpose of doing it. Not necessarily because it will, I mean, it'd be a tier one when it starts out. Of course, everybody want to ride it, but I think it will be just so you got more choices of tier one. Kind of space those out a little bit.
Then you're looking at, you're getting to pick one out of Rock and Roller Coaster, Toy Story Mania, or Slinky Dog Dash.
Yep.
And that's just not cool. But
I think it could be our first three tier park.
Really?
So you're thinking, do it. They'll do it like Pandora, where you can pick one or the other, and then your next level will be second tier. Will be the current first tiers, and then a third tier will be everything else.
That seems like they're just trying. If they do that,
you'll get one in one,
and that probably will segue into the Star Wars land, and then they'll add another either or, and then I can see that happen.
It just seems like if
has
three
has
tiers,
Disney taught you. Derek about?
They have not. It just seems like they probably wouldn't want to hear what I have to say.
It seems like they'd be making it way too complicated.
It'd just be one from each tier. Yeah, I mean, that's not. Is that just complicated?
Well, I mean, for us, no. But for the average, you know, the visitor that hasn't gone, you know, I got to pick one from this and one from this and one from this. It's like picking appetizer, a main course, and a dessert.
I still believe that paid fast passes are coming.
Well, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge would probably be the time to see that. That could be something to do. If you want a fast pass for this, you got to pay.
Yep.
And people would pay it.
I think so. Well, we do that at other parks we go to, other amusement parks, and it's well worth the money.
Yep.
So, but we only go there 1 or 2 days. We don't go there for a week.
Right.
So, right. I don't know.
And they limit how many they sell in a day, too.
Right.
So those lines are not going to build up.
The Flying Saucer ride, from what I understand, is a lot like Mater's Junkyard Jamboree out of Disney's California Adventure, which that one does not have Fast Pass. I'm anxious to see, too, is if Toy Story Land spikes Hollywood Studios' attendance once it opens. I mean, maybe a little bit, but I don't see that as, you know, people with older kids or older families, I don't see that as something that's going to pull a lot of people to Hollywood Studios.
It'll just be the newness factor of it.
Right.
I mean,
I would say
for the first 6 months to a year, I would say it's going to have a pretty decent effect on numbers.
Then by that time, Star Wars Land's open.
Yeah. I think.
Do you think it will pull from Pandora?
I don't think Toy Story Land will.
No, I wouldn't say. Yeah, I would agree.
I think it's more of a, they put that in place because they knew how crowded it would be once Galaxy's Edge opened. And so that's just kind of to add some more overflow area to the park. I think Toy Story is just kind of something thrown in there. That could be wrong, but well, now that we've speculated enough, once you've used your three fast passes, what are you going to look forward to get as an extra fast pass after you use those three for your family? Derek is saying he's not going to look for anything.
I'm not with a child. With a small child. If after you get your three done at a park that really doesn't encourage children to be there in the first place, it's a good time to leave.
It's a strictly half day park.
It is. If you've got a child under 40 inches, I mean, it's really, it's tough for me to see why you would spend all day with a child and they really can't do riding stuff.
Right.
They can see the shows, but.
And characters,
but are they gonna,
character greetings.
Are they going to sit there for 45 minutes? Character lines may be 30 minutes.
Right.
They're not going to enjoy that.
Right.
So, and you can't do fast passes for those.
Yeah, there is just a limited number of things to do there for the little ones especially.
And honestly, I'm not sure that I don't leave after we ride Midway Mania.
You're just going to ride that one ride and book it?
Yeah.
Well,
because like you said before, though, the fast passes don't do anything for your shows, really.
Right.
I mean, so.
But I mean, you'd ride the ride then see some shows then leave. Probably.
Maybe.
Okay.
Not necessarily.
Never know with Derek.
It's just.
Or find a place to take a nap.
That's what we could do. We could search for the nap.
Or go check out a resort pool.
No.
Oh, that's probably, against the rules.
Probably what I would do is, as a couple with no kids, would just, we would ride, as I said earlier, rope drop, rock and roller coaster, fast pass for Toy Story and fast pass for Tower of Terror and Star Tours. But then I would, after that third one, I would keep going back and trying to get fast passes for Tower of Terror or Rock and Roller Coaster. And just do those over and over.
Just keep refreshing
out. If I don't have park hoppers, if I have park hoppers, myself personally, I'm going through my fast passes and going to a different park.
Yeah.
Right now, because there's just nothing that keeps me there once I've ridden the rides I want to ride. Now if there's
not, will Toy Story Land keep you there?
No, I'm thinking on down the road at Star Wars. I don't think Toy Story Land will keep a couple with no kids there. Yeah. I mean, you ride the ride, like to say you rode the ride.
Yeah, maybe something for you to just walk through and kind of see what it's like to be shrunk down to the size of a toy.
Yeah.
But
kind of like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
That's all.
It's almost wrong. Like they had something there before that was similar to this.
I can't believe Craig remembered that.
That was an awesome little play area, though.
It was.
Yeah.
It really was.
Well, we're going to use our three fast passes, Rock and Roller Coaster, Toy Story. I'm sorry, Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, and Star Tours. And then I'm just going to be on the app refreshing like crazy. And if it's clear that I can't get a Toy Story or a Star Tours again, we'll probably look to get a Fantasmic fast pass.
That's a good point.
Sissy mentioned a few episodes ago when the gals took over that Fantasmic's her favorite show. I love Fantasmic. The boys love it. And while, again, getting that fast pass for the show does not save you a lot of time or necessarily give you a great seat, with Fantasmic, it's kind of different because knowing you have a fast pass means you will get to see it. There was one night Sissy had gone in and got us a seat there, and I'd ridden something, and this is 45 minutes before the show. They held me out there for half an hour and would not let me in because they were afraid it would fill to capacity. So having the fast pass for Fantasmic, it guarantees you that you're gonna get in.
Not if you miss your window.
But that's why you got to hit the window.
But for me, instead of using a fast pass, like you said, after you use everything else, maybe do the fast pass, but I usually would have a dining package.
Right. And the dining package, we used that on our recent trip, and it was fabulous. We had great seats.
Because it's no extra charge for it. I mean, it's just the place you're going to eat.
And so if I had the dining package, obviously I wouldn't look for that. But we've used the Fantasmic fast pass a couple of times before. And really enjoyed it. I've gotten an extra one for Little Mermaid too. You can save some time, if you don't have a fast pass sometimes for Little Mermaid, you may have to sit up, but they're easy to get extra for all those shows. So it all depends on what you want to see and do at Hollywood Studios. Again, you got some like Derek with little kids. There's not a lot of choices there, but, if your kids enjoy watching shows, Hollywood Studios is a good place for that. And there are several character meetings as well. Guys, anything else about Hollywood Studios Fast Passes?
That, like you said, it'd be a good day to explore your resort pool.
Yeah.
For a small child.
Yeah, as far as spending a whole day there, hard to do.
Breaking up is hard to do.
That's why I'm always a proponent of Fast Pass. I mean, excuse me, of park hoppers.
Yep.
I'm always for that. It costs a little bit more, but that way you're not stuck at one park if you do have small children, like Derek said, you can jump around or anybody. But, I mean, if you don't, then you're there and then you take half a day and go back to the pool or call it a rest day, which isn't bad either.
Go to the pool. Amen.
And just for reference, Rachel and I have went to Hollywood Studios just to ride Toy Story and left. We went to the park for rope drop and we're out of the park by like 9:20.
What'd you do the rest of the day?
We went to Epcot.
Did you walk to Epcot?
We rode the boat to Epcot.
Nice.
Epcot.
Well, there you go. That's one way to do it.
All our fast passes were at Epcot.
Wow.
So
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We rode the ride that she really enjoys. That's her favorite ride there. So we're like, well, we'll just push our fast passes back a little bit and go do it and get out of there.
And your fast passes were for American Adventure, Impressions de France, and the Hallway and Interventions West.
That would be my
Club
choice.
Cool.
Club Cool.
In Club Cool. Not take a nap in Club Cool, by the way.
You'd be sticky.
Sticky floors.
Y'all are cool guys.
Well, of course.
And speaking of coolness, it's time for
Grinning.
Grinness. Craig likes to whisper that a lot.
Grinness.
He's a big fan of the whisper echo.
Well,
I believe it is my turn. Like a creeper?
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, it is my turn to ask the question. Is that correct?
It is correct. It is.
Okay. Well, we're talking Hollywood Studios today. I like Hollywood Studios. I wish it had more there, and it obviously will.
Can I say I missed the original Hollywood Studios?
I miss
Studios
a lot about Hollywood Studios.
When it was MGM Studios.
Yeah.
When it was a live actual studio, yep. I mean, that was.
It was neat. Here is my question. At Hollywood Studios, outside of the nighttime shows, the nighttime spectacular, what is your favorite show at Hollywood Studios? And I don't want to run through all the options to give anything away, but think of all the shows that happen periodically throughout the day at Hollywood Studios. It can be any show, but not Fantasmic, not the projection shows on the great, what was the Great Movie Ride, the facade. So, I will go ahead and answer, and this is a show that we don't watch every time we're there, but when I think of shows, I think of a grand, elaborate production, and for me, it is Beauty and the Beast, live on stage, the Beauty and the Beast musical. It's short enough to keep my attention. I think it's about 25 minutes. It's a lot of times, if you show up 10 or 15 minutes early, you can get a fairly decent seat, and it's in the shade, and it's got great music. I love the Beauty and the Beast soundtrack, the movie itself, so I'm going to pick Beauty and the Beast.
My favorite show is, and I can't think of the name of it, but it's when the people just act on the street.
Citizens of Hollywood?
Yeah, Citizens of Hollywood. I enjoy that, and they're really funny. A lot of it is just spontaneous, but I really enjoy that. And they interact with the crowd, interact with people standing around, so it's a lot of fun. So it's not necessarily a big show, but it's fun.
Have you ever watched the Citizens of Hollywood, Derek?
I've taken part.
Really?
Yeah, the guy was going through and asking people different things, you know, though it's kind of like a memory game.
Yeah.
And he'll repeat what they said. He'll want kind of like a Mad Lib.
Right.
And you tell him, he asked a type of dance, and I said ragtime or music. He wanted music, and I said ragtime music. And he went through, I guarantee you, he went through 50 people and remembered everything each one of them said.
Wow.
Really?
To complete a story. And it was really neat. And then he was handing out these cheesy $100 bills.
Was he was his character like an actor or a director or something like that?
They're all actors.
Well, I know that, but his character, Derek.
Did you just have a cop and a director?
He was just dressed up in a suit and tie. And
I've never.
Are you sure he was one of the characters? Just some guy.
And he had a hat on. Some guy in a hat. He had hair.
I have never taken time to watch a full performance of
Citizens
of Hollywood.
Yeah, they're all really good. And it's different. They don't repeat.
What about yours, Derek? What's your favorite show at Hollywood Studios?
It's kind of wait a long time. Sometimes it seems like I always get there right when they've let the group in, and I'm going to, so I have to wait outside and watch Ratso and all on
Rizzo.
The TV. Rizzo, yeah. I have to watch Rizzo on the television, and it's one that I'm kind of surprised that I even enjoy, and it's the Muppets. I mean, I remember the Muppet specials from when I was little. You know, they'd come on like Friday nights or something, and it must be something about that just makes me enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Bunny,
so
Bunny. I do like the live actor they have that comes out and with that big furry guy. I don't know what his name is. Yeah, they do have Statler and Waldorf up there too, who keep it quite funny.
In the shelf,
yeah. And you know, the all three of the ones that we mentioned, they're old attractions, right? Mm-hmm. They're old shows. You know, not that the newer ones are bad, but in Indiana Jones, I'm surprised none of us said
right.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah. And One Man's Dream, You know, it's when they show that, it's really a good show. I enjoy that because I like the history of all that Disney stuff anyway. So
yeah. As long as you're looking for some shows, Hollywood Studios is a good place to be. Well, hopefully we helped you pick out your Fast Pass selections from Hollywood Studios. Again, the choices are limited, but maybe if you're taking little ones in the near future, depending on how little they are, you'll be able to partake in the new adventures of Toy Story Land as well. Guys, do you have anything you want to add before we head out of here?
No, just listen on down the road because we'll probably be doing a repeat episode of this in years to come. If
we're still around.
But
as if we wouldn't be.
Yeah. Please do give us some encouragement. Let us know either through Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, some episodes you'd like to see us do. I mean, we enjoy doing this, and we talk about a lot of stuff that we think helps. But if there's something we're missing out on, please let us know. Continue to comment. Continue to like us and follow on Podbean and other various social medias.
Anything else, Derek?
Make sure they're above 40 inches to that's enjoy right. your day.
That's right. Thanks again, everyone. You are great. And speaking of being great, as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace. The haunting's free. So hurry back. We would like your company.
Bad, you don't want him to even do surgery on your hamster, is what it said.
I sound like Sean Connery.
It's made out of gold.
Or it is.
It's gold.
Or it is.
Not right on a hamster.
Mom! Meatloaf!